We welcome to Star 94.1, William Murphy III. William, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Hey, I am blessed. Tell us, first of all, William, folks know you from Praise Is What I Do.
Yes, sir.
When you did that song, did you think that song would catapult you into what you're doing now?
Man, well, you know, first of all, I want to just thank you for allowing me to be a part of your show today, man. We appreciate what you guys do, helping us to, you know, complete our assignment here in the earth and playing our music, and we just appreciate that. But I tell you, I come from a long line of preachers and pastors, and so I was in church, but I had no idea that I would be doing what I'm doing now and making a living doing it. I was going to be like the next Luther Vandross or something like that. Hey. And because I didn't equate church and ministry with the ability to take care of yourself and make a living. So I had my mind set on doing something that I thought would be a little more lucrative. And some kind of way, you know, destiny just, you know, led me down this path. One night, my father stuck a mic in my hand and told me to go out and sing at church, and the rest is kind of history. But people ask me all the time, H.J., they say, well, man, how'd you get that song? That song is so anointed, and, man, I wish I could just write a song like that. And I tell them, well, if you want to get a song like Praise Is What I Do, you got to get divorced, you got to have your children taken away from you, you got to be the laughing stock of your town and your city, and basically be at a point of almost suicide where you didn't even really want to live. And that was the place that I was in when God began to give me those words, and those words began to come out of my spirit. I was at a place where I didn't even want to, I was going to go to church, but I had my mind set on sitting in the back. I was just going to come and love on God and go back home and be miserable. But God had a plan, man, and I'm so grateful. And even I'm promoting my new single now that it's sort of like a, I hate to say a follow-up, but it's a continuation of my story. It's a song that I recorded with Nicole Binion, and it's called I Will Rejoice, and it's on my new record, which is called The Sound. And that whole title track and the whole theme of The Sound, man, really was birthed out of a revelation that God gave me. When he began to show me how he was going to, we hear that scripture so many times where it says all things work together for the good, but God really began to give me some insight on it and began to show me how the things that I was going through, that he was going to use it to cultivate a sound in my spirit. HJ, you'll be able to testify to this, that when you go through something, your worship and your praise, it sounds different when you come out on the other side.
Exactly.
It's just, you know, because when you go through something, it's the process of God revealing himself to you. And so when you come out on the other side, you know God in a way that you didn't know him before you went through what you went through. So it just the sound of your worship is different. And the Lord said, man, I'm using the situations of your life to cultivate a sound in your spirit. He said, this is what God said to me. He said, I never want you to be dependent upon an outside source for a breakthrough. And, man, when I began to get the revelation of that, that's when we began to start putting the record together. It's called The Sound, man. And I'm pretty excited about it. I'm proud about it. It's the first nationally released a project that we've actually started to promote under our under the umbrella of our own company. And so we're excited about it, man. And again, we just appreciate you guys allowing us to come on the radio and talk about it. The new single, again, is I Will Rejoice. And this song is really special, HJ, because I recorded this song with one of my Caucasian sisters.
Okay.
And so this song is a little different. It's a staple of my ministry to some degree, because what God has allowed me to do is he's given me music that's not only been relative to you know, to our culture, but it's started to cross racial and denominational lines. And so I'm excited about it, man. I'm praying that you guys will play it for me, and that it'll bless somebody. Somebody will hear it, and somebody will be blessed And then they'll be motivated to either jump on iTunes or go out to the store or get on our website at williammurphy.org and purchase the new record, which is called The Sound. So we're excited about it, man. We thank you for allowing us to be on with you today.
Hey, no problem. Speaking of The Sound, and we have no problem playing William Murphy, it seems like you have that sound that when you say William Murphy, everybody gravitates to you. You have songs like Let It Rise, The Sound.
Yeah.
Tell us about those, because a lot of folks think about William Murphy with one of those anointed, laid-back songs, but you can pump it up too, William.
Well, you know what? I thank God. You know, I got some church in me, too. You know, I'm a third-generation preacher from a Baptist church. So when you get my record, this is another staple, man, something that we've always done. You know, it's just something about family. And on the last two records that I've released, my entire family's been a part of the record. So on my last record, which was called All Day, which had Let It Rise on there, my dad was on there singing with me and my granddad. And, of course, on this record, which is called The Sound, my dad is actually on there raising up a powerful, powerful prayer, man. And my grandfather is singing with me on a song called I'm Changing. And so, man, we've been able to kind of bring some balance to the table, like you say. Of course, you know, worship is my it's my niche. It's my assignment. It's what I'm assigned to do. For the body of Christ is to bring us into a place in the presence of God where every man, not only corporately, but every man individually can have an encounter with God individually, not just corporately. Because sometimes in church we get lost in the noise, we get lost behind the instruments, and, you know, some of us get it, and, you know, a lot of us walk away not having had that personal encounter in the presence of God, and that's one of the things that I'm certain of, is that my assignment is to help people to encounter the presence of God in a way that they normally wouldn't be able to. And so I'm excited about this record, man, called The Sound, because we go from one extreme to the next. Of course, The Sound is it's a jubilant song. It's the sound of jubilee, and it's a high energy song. It's a warfare song. It's a song of celebration, and then, of course, we make the transition to a song like I Will Rejoice, which is, it's a statement that, you know, no matter where you find yourself in life, you know, the challenge is, are you going to be able to worship God? Because, see, worship is based on your relationship with God and not your circumstance or your position. And so I Will Rejoice, it's a statement that says, no matter where I find myself in life, I'm going to command everything that is within me to rejoice. And Nicole Binion and I got together on this song, man, and I think it's one of the most powerful songs that I've released. And I know we've already started getting emails and people calling and talking about the song and sending us messages on MySpace. As a matter of fact, if you're listening right now, and I'm assuming we're going to play the new single, or you're going to hear it pretty soon, send me a message on MySpace. That's myspace.com/William Murphy. Send me a message and let me know that the song has been a blessing. As a matter of fact, if you go to my MySpace page, it's the song playing on my MySpace page. Send me a comment or a note and tell me what you think about it. I believe it's going to bless you, and it's going to cause you to walk away with a new determination that no matter wherever you find yourself, especially where we are in the United States right now, there's a lot of bad things going on, but at the same time there are a lot of good things going on. So we need a song like this that makes a statement and declares to God that I will rejoice. So
our guest is William Murphy III. William, how have you grown from the worship experience to The Sound?
Well, I tell you what, The Sound, a lot of people don't know this, but for the last 2 years, I've been the pastor of the Dream Center Church of Atlanta. And the worship experience, of course, was a song that we recorded during the Praise and Worship Conference, the Gospel Heritage Praise and Worship Conference with Teresa Hairston from Gospel Today magazine. We recorded that at New Birth, which at the time I was currently the worship leader at New Birth. But The Sound is the first record that I made as a pastor. And so my church was there, and if you get the record, you'll hear me saying stuff like, you know, there ain't no party like a Dream Center party. And you'll hear me call out, and I say, I need to see some dream shirts in here. Man, we had just an amazing time. We really God allowed us to take the Dream Center experience and just translate it to a recording. It was, we just invited our church. The Lord said something to me, HJ. He told me not, because I was going to go back to New Birth. We did the last record we did at New Birth. We just did it on a regular Wednesday night. About 5,000 people were there. And the Lord told me this time to do something a little different. Just invite the Dream Center and your family and a few close friends. And we jammed in a room, man, about 150 of us. And we just began to worship God, man. And I believe what we were able to capture, what we took down to DVD and to CD, man, I know it. It's been a blessing to my life. They talk about me sometimes because I'll be riding in the church listening to. There's a song, there's a track that we put on there called We Ain't in Church. And it's a time where all of the worship leaders who were with me that night just began to worship one by one. And by the time we got to Nicole Binion, by the time we got to the last worship leader, there was such a heavy presence of God, man. And they laugh at me because I'll be riding in the church and I get out the car and my eyes will be red, my face will be wet, just because the power of God is just so precious on this recording, man. And I'm really, really proud of it. I'm excited about it. It was the first time that our church actually had the opportunity to record our worship experience. So it was special in so many ways, man. And so when you ask me how I've grown, I tell you, man, we've grown in a tremendous, tremendous way. 2 years of pastoring what I believe is one of the greatest churches in Christendom. And so I'm just excited about this season of our life. Actually, in our church, I'm supposed to be talking about my record, but our church, we just purchased a 30,000 square foot facility here in Atlanta.
Wow.
And it's right off of a highway, I-85, and 260,000 people pass this facility every day. And so, man, God's doing some incredible things for us. And a 2-year-old church shouldn't even be able to, you know, possess something of this magnitude. But, you know, when God is with you, man, you know, he's more than the world against you, man. And so, again, the sound, the record, we put it out on our own label. You know, we just were trying to obey God and just did it. And now we're getting emails and phone calls and invitations from people all across the world who say the record and the worship experience has been a tremendous blessing to their lives, man. So it's just amazing what God will do when you walk in faith and obedience, you know?
Hey, God is in the blessing business. Yeah.